Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Unger, and welcome to today's Mental Health Minute podcast. Today our topic is on anger, and with me today I'm very thrilled to have Fern Quint, a mental health nurse whom I've worked with for many years. Hi, Fern.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm feeling really good today. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. So you're going to talk to us a little bit about anger today. What should we know about anger?
Well, anger is a very important emotion. It's a normal part of life, and it gives us important information. It serves two main purposes. First, it tells us that something is wrong, and secondly, it provides the motivation and energy to make things better.
So anger may be a normal thing that many of us may feel. It's not necessarily a problem.
Well, anger is an emotion that all of us feel at times, but there's two types of anger. One is the constructive anger. That's a temporary feeling. It's healthy, and it helps us deal with problems in a constructive way and without hurting others. But there's also the other kind of anger, which I like to call threat-based anger, which does not solve the problem and usually makes it worse. Generally happens when people are feeling threatened. Threat-based anger has two main components to it. One is the inward anger, where we take it inside of ourselves and we become depressed. And, you know, Tom, how do you feel when you get angry? What are the physical things that happen to you?
Well, I know, as like with many people, you start to get your blood boiling. You start to feel all pent up. You start to get sweaty and tense, and sort of your heart might start to race. I think I'm really feeling those things. Some people think those are just in their head. What do you think of that?
No, I don't think they're in their head at all. In fact, it's been shown that people's blood pressure goes up, their pulse goes up, their heart is racing, their fists start to clench. All you have to do is look at the face of somebody who's angry, and what do you see?
Yeah, and you can see them turning red in the face sometimes, and you'll see their eyes get all scrunched up.
Absolutely, and when you hear their voice, more often than not, it's not a voice that you would consider a very friendly voice. They're usually screaming or raising their voice at you, pointing their finger at you, all things along those lines. We've all been with angry people, and we know what that's like. So we need to do things and to make that better, because if we don't, the threat-based anger can become explosive, and it can destroy our relationships or even set some legal consequences.
Right, and we don't want to resort to physical violence at any time or damaging of property when you get really angry, which sometimes happens.
Absolutely, and if we don't take care of anger, it can set a pattern, and we don't want that pattern to exist. We want a pattern of health and goodness inside of us. Okay, there's some things that we can do to deal with anger, which is really, really important, and I think how we handle anger is a choice that we make. There's a lot of practical strategies that we can use, and I'd like to talk about a few of those.
Sure, I just want to focus on the point you said that we can make a choice about how we handle our anger. So we're not helpless. We can actually do something about this.
Absolutely. In fact, we can choose the attitude that we want to live with. We have the capacity to change our attitudes, and there's certain ways that we can do that. One of the things we can do is reflect on our own value systems. Ask ourselves, what's important to us? How do we want to live our life? We need to reflect on the positive impact that we're going to have in our relationships by dealing with anger. We need to make a commitment to ourselves, and we should also visualize ourselves as the person we want to be. Do we want to be seen as an angry person, or do we want to be seen as a calm and approachable person? We need to look at the benefits of controlling our anger and knowing that our relationships will be better, and we'll generally have a better spiritual well-being inside of us.
Okay, so you mentioned some strategies to handle anger. What ideas do you have? What can people do?
Well, first, what someone can do is, after they've developed an attitude of handling this better, we need to identify the problem. Anger tells us that there is a problem, so we need to identify the problem and find out what that problem is. What is it that's making us angry? If you don't know, talk it out with someone and try to find out. Look at the warning signs creeping up in you. Remember, we were talking before about some of the physical signs and symptoms. When you start to feel that you're getting tense, or your pulse is racing, or your teeth are gritting, take note of that and say, wait, I think I'm starting to get angry here. Ask someone who knows you how you behave when you're angry, and take the time to identify what you're thinking.
Okay.
You can also talk it out. Talk it out with a trusted friend. Remember, you're not alone. Be prepared to talk things out until you feel ready to deal with the problem. And while talking it out, visualize how you want to handle the problem. Pick your battles. Decide if the problem is important to deal with. And we have to learn to let some things go. Not everything has to be an issue. Decide when you want to deal with the problem.
So maybe leaving it till you cool off a bit and then actually visualizing or even practicing how you might say something to someone or that you want to say still strongly but not losing your cool.
Practicing is very important. Practicing allows us to deal with anger in an assertive manner, not in an aggressive manner. And practicing allows us to try various approaches.
You said assertive rather than aggressive. I like that idea. So assertiveness, isn't that being bad or mean to people if you're assertive?
Actually, Tom, it's aggression that's the bad and mean thing. When you're assertive, you're saying what you want in a kind way and in an assertive way, in a way that does not deal with anger, in a way that does not exhibit anger, rather. And you can try it out on a friend, and you can practice on your own. You can practice in front of the mirror. You can practice when you're going for a walk.
So if I get my hamburger with mustard and ketchup and I only wanted the mustard, I can say something about it, and that's not necessarily aggression.
You can definitely say something about it, and you can also use humor. Right. Humor works really well, too.
So I can have it my way if I really want to.
I'm sure you would want to have it your way, and I'm sure you'd speak up if you were only getting if you were getting ketchup and mustard. I'll remember that if I'm ever cooking for you.
Thank you.
It's important, as we were talking about when picking your battles, to take some time out. When you get really angry, the best thing you can do is give yourself time. Just as we give as kids take a time out, we need a time out. Remove yourself from the immediate problem and get out of the area before you say or do anything you'll regret. Mm-hmm. Wait until you're in control. Take time for some quick acting stress busters. Go for a walk, do some deep breathing. And take some time. Time is a wonderful healer, and sometimes the problem will resolve on its own with time. We don't always have to blow up right away to get something accomplished. Mm-hmm. It's also important to be healthy to yourself. Use relaxation and stress management techniques. Train yourself to relax and practice stress reduction techniques. Do you know some stress reduction techniques, Tom?
Well, I don't know. I know a lot of people I know like to perhaps play some sports or go for a walk. And I even know a few people like to go out for a drink. What do you think of that idea for stress reduction?
Well, I wouldn't recommend drinking for stress reduction, because then that will set a pattern that you'll always want to go to. I'm angry, I need a drink. Bad pattern. It should be, I'm angry, I need to deal with this in a positive, constructive way. Try to keep any kind of substances out of it. No recreational drugs, no drinking. That's not going to solve the problem. In fact, it'll make it worse, and it'll lessen your own personal coping skills.
Yeah, and I guess under the influence of alcohol or a substance, the likelihood of acting on that anger, doing something you later regret, just increases.
Well, absolutely, because the alcohol and drugs do decrease your inhibitions, and that's not something you want when you're feeling angry. It's better instead to do a little meditation. Take note of your muscles. You know how your muscles tend to get tense when you're angry? Then try to soften them, particularly around your face. Also, use some self-talk. That means talking to yourself and saying, I can deal with this. I can make this better. I'm going to build up that part of my brain that is going to make me feel better about dealing with the problem. Take some time to have an attitude of gratitude. Take some time each day to count your blessings and look at what you're grateful for in your life. It brings more peace to your life. It brings more spiritual well-being. It allows you to deal with the problem, and you feel more relaxed. Look at the kind of music you like and take some time to listen to it. Also, listen to your voice. See what your voice is like when you're talking. Make a concerted effort to talk in a pleasant voice. It settles your body right down. Read inspirational material and create your own personal list of what works for you. And you can always ask a friend or a partner or anyone who knows you well to help you with that as well.
That's great, friend. That gives us lots to think about. And I really like the idea of having your own personal list of stress reduction techniques and strategies that work for you. I guess some people might need some help learning some of those or working on some of these.
Absolutely. And if there's no shame in seeking help. In fact, that's a very positive approach in dealing with it. When you look outside and look at all the people who are angry and have uncontrolled anger, do you want to be like that? If you find that you're getting like that, get help and you can't get it soon enough. There is one other thing I do want to mention, Tom, and that's just in general in life, people can improve their mental health by being kind to others. And that also decreases their feeling of anger. Being kind to others is a contributing factor to good mental health and emotional well-being. Anger is a normal part of life, and we need to deal with anger in a positive and constructive way so that we can have optimal emotional health and overall happiness.
Fern, thank you so much for participating and helping us all out with all that information and with today's Mental Health Minute installment and podcast. For those listeners out there, feel free to check www.mentalhealthminute.com for more ideas and strategies and other links to helping you with your anger. And if you're having difficulty on your own, feel free to talk to a friend or seek out your healthcare provider. Take care and be well.